question here from Sister Malik from Qatar. She says, I was married without my will. Okay, she was forced into a marriage by her grandfather to my cousin, she says. We don't live together. We live in separate houses. We've asked for a divorce, but he won't grant me a divorce. Am I allowed to ask for khula, Sheikh? She's asking.
An-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in a very sound hadith that's collected by Bukhari and Muslim and narrated by Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, لا تنكح الأيم حتى تستأمر ولا تنكح البكر حتى تستأذن. قالوا وما إذنها يا رسول الله؟ قال سكوتها. In this fantastic hadith, which is the cornerstone in any mas'ala that's similar to this case and a wonderful reference with regards to marriage, that the Prophet ﷺ said, a woman who has been previously married, whether was divorced or been widowed, it's not permissible to marry her off. It's not permissible for her guardian to marry her off to somebody without her consultation, without consulting her. Hatta tustamar. And with regards to al-bikr, the virgin girl, it's not permissible to give her in marriage without her permission. So they said, Ya Rasulullah, and what is her permission? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, is to remain quiet. Because the bikr, a woman who's not been married before, is more shy than anybody else whenever the parents or the guardian would offer her marriage and say, somebody's asking for your hand. So they were asking, does she have to say, yes, I agree? He said, no, but just being quiet, saying nothing and keeping silent, that's a permission. But if she objects and says, no, I don't like him, I don't think so, etc., then this objection should be taken in consideration, and that means there is no marriage, there is no valid marriage, whether the woman has been married before or she is a virgin, it is not permissible to give her in marriage to any person without her permission, even if this person is the most righteous person. And the Prophet ﷺ judged in a similar case when a girl came to him and said that my father gave me in marriage to my cousin against my will. He gave her the choice. If you wish, we separate you, and if you wish, you will continue. So basically the scholars have agreed that it is not permissible for any guardian, even if the guardian happens to be the father, to give his daughter or the girl who's under his guardianship, whether ayyim or bik, in marriage without their consent or permission under any circumstances. Now, there remains a very important nuts, which is, if the girl was married against her will and she did not show any resentment and the marriage was consummated and they lived together for years and she allowed this person to embrace her intimately, and now maybe they have children or not, as long as there was a relationship between them and she did not show any objection or resentment, the scholar said that means she did agree. But as long as she's objecting, this marriage is an invalid marriage. So basically there is no marriage in the first place. And how to solve this misery? By taking the whole case to the court, any court in the Muslim world, would understand this condition and would give the girl the right of separating herself from this person who supposedly forced himself on her as a husband without her consent.
Jazakallah khair, Sheikh.